First of all, before we start, the show has been out since 2016. It's been downloaded over 2 million times. I look on Apple Podcasts. I have less than 400 reviews. How the hell is that possible? Go on Apple Podcasts and leave a goddamn review of the show. Now let's get to the business.
Stayolay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. That aggression with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
Wouldn't it be great to be so personally driven that you inspired other people to action even when you weren't that motivated on your own? You can do so by reading my book, The Mirror of Motivation. I've already purchased a bunch of copies that I'm going to give away for free to you, shipping them worldwide. All I need you to do is go to workonmygame.com/motivation and tell me where to ship the book. Again, that's my book, The Mirror of Motivation, The Self-Guide to Self-Discipline. I am shipping free physical copies worldwide. I paid for the book already. You take care of the shipping. Tell me where to ship it. Go to workonmygame.com/motivation. Tell us where to send your book, and I'm sending you one now. Available while supplies last. That's workonmygame.com/motivation. Check off your list. Make at least one good decision today because you have tuned in to the show where you learn the discipline that will move you to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence that will empower you to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness that will drive you to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when all that discipline and all that confidence has yet to produce the desired results. And on top of all this, you got to put all this into action, right? Just having it doesn't matter. This is, you also going to get the personal initiative, which is the go-getter energy that moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And we put all this together. And you know what you get? You get the mindset, the method, the philosophy, the book, the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is proximity is power. Proximity is power. I was listening to, I don't even remember where he was being interviewed. It was Tony Robbins was talking. Can't remember who he was talking to, but he told this story. He was talking about mastermind groups. Those of you who don't know what a mastermind is, go read Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. But to give you a simple idea, still read the book so you can get the full idea. But a simple idea of a mastermind is when two or more people come together in a spirit of perfect harmony, in the words of Napoleon Hill, they create a third entity that is more powerful than the sum of its parts. That's a great clean definition right there. In other words, one plus one, instead of equaling two, when you bring people together in a mastermind, that one plus one now equals three. And it doesn't have to be two people. It could be 20. It can be five people. It can be 10. But that's what a mastermind is. And these days, people put together mastermind groups for this very purpose, so that everyone on a practical level, so people can swap networks, ideas, experiences, connections, introductions. People from different industries can help each other out with just different approaches that someone may not have thought of because of the industry that they're in. So this is how mastermind groups work. And I've been a part of several masterminds many times. There's some that I want to put together, you know, if I could find, if certain people would get their damn minds right, and or when I find the right people to replace those people who just ain't ready mentally to be where they need to be. But that's a different story. But Tony Robbins, anyway, he was talking about a mastermind that early in his career he was invited to. And the guy who was running the mastermind, and these days usually what happens with masterminds is the person who puts it together, the organizer of the mastermind, will charge everyone to be a part of it. So a mastermind is, sometimes it can just be people coming together and just making things happen, and there's nobody's paying to be a part of it. But there are paid mastermind groups. Maybe if you follow a lot of people online or you listen to a lot of podcasts, maybe you heard of some people who actually have paid mastermind groups. But there are also masterminds where people come together and they actually generate money instead of actually paying money. But there are different ways of doing it. But Tony Robbins was invited to a mastermind by an individual early in his career when he was just getting out there in the industry. He was starting to get known. This is why he knew this guy who was inviting him to this mastermind. The guy's telling him, look, this person's going to be in it. This guy's in it. This person's in it. This person's in it. Guy was selling Tony on all the great minds that'll be part of this mastermind group that he wanted Tony Robbins to be a part of. And he tells him, look, this is where we're going to go. It's going to happen in this location because people will go to these remote locations or maybe some like vacationing type of spot, but they actually work there. Maybe you bring family, things like that. So he told Tony where it was going to happen. He sold him on all the people were. And he told Tony, look, it's going to be $30,000 to be a part of this because you're going to get this, 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 this. And Tony completely understood. He didn't have sticker shock. He understood why the price was the price because the type of people that were in it, where it was taking place. And I mean, he just had an idea based on the guy that he was dealing with that there was going to be some money involved. So anyway, Tony, this since it was early in his career, as I already told you, the price that he was told was, according to Tony's story, basically all the money that he had. For him to actually buy into this mastermind, he would have to empty out all his accounts of everything that he had to be a part of this mastermind. So as Tony tells in the story, he gave the response that many people give when they are not quite sure they can afford something, but they don't want to say that. So Tony said to the guy, look, thanks for all the information. I'll check my calendar and I'll get back to you. And Tony said the guy who he was talking to, the guy who was pitching him the mastermind, replied when Tony said that, he said, Tony, you'll check your fucking calendar? did you hear what I said? Who was going to be there and what we're going to be doing and who you're going to be a part of? And the guy kind of gave Tony a little bit of a lecture, and Tony then eventually he did, you know, empty out his accounts. He went to this mastermind, and now Tony Robbins is Tony Robbins, to the point that I didn't even have to tell you who he was when I went into the story today. And what Tony, the point that Tony was making in telling that story was the exact point that I'm making with you here today. The topic again being proximity is power. When you are around the right type of people, the right type of energies, the right types of situations, when you strategically put yourself around those things, people, places, and things, that's when things start happening for you. That's when you can get more power. And that's the idea that I want to pitch to you in today's episode. So let's get a definition of proximity. Proximity means nearness in place, time, order, occurrence, or relation. Keyword of all that, nearness. You need to be near the things that you want. Wherever you're trying to go, whatever it is you're trying to do, you need to get yourself physically around those things, spiritually around them, emotionally around them, mentally around them, energy-wise around them in order to give yourself a better chance for something happening in your life. I told you about the eight elements that are just more important than hard work when it comes to success in life. If I can remember them off the top of my head, I wrote them, but let me see if I can remember them. First one is choosing wisely. Second is luck. Third is timing. Fourth is persistence. Sixth one is people. Seventh one is asking. The eighth one is insight. And the seventh one is, I can't remember that one either, but I'll come back to them. You go listen to an earlier episode of the show, which the number I don't have in front of me right now, you can get what that entire list of eight is. I actually went through it about 2 weeks ago on the show. So if you've been listening, you probably heard me talk about that. Or just look through the archive, find the talk that I gave that says it takes more than hard work that I gave at Books and Books in Miami, Florida in the summer of 2019. But anyway, getting into our points, the topic once again, proximity is power. Point number one, the eight elements more important than hard work that I just was referencing here, that I didn't even list them all. There are three specifically that I want to talk about here today. One is timing, the second one is luck, and the third one is people. All of those are part of proximity. You get around the right people at the right time, great things can happen. If you get lucky enough to know the right person or be associated with the right person or get known to the right person, great things can happen. All of us have had that happen before. If you are, and both of these that we're talking about, people, which is another one of those eight elements. All of this is a part of proximity. Being around where things are happening is worth more than working hard. Let me say that sentence once again. Being around where things are happening, whether this could be online, it can be in person, it can be just in the work that you're doing and that it sparks a certain idea in another person. Being around things is more important than working really hard on things. Now, notice that I'm not saying that working really hard on things doesn't matter or that you shouldn't do it or that it's not necessary. It is necessary, but being around the right things, proximity is more important than hard work. That's the point that I'm making here. Everybody follow me. Knowing the right people can do more for you than doing the right work. Once again, knowing the right people can do more for you than doing the right work or working hard on the right work. There was a TV show called The Wire actually wrote an article about this. If you're on my email list, you got this email that I sent out probably about 2 weeks ago. The TV show called The Wire, and there was this guy who was trying to open a boxing gym. And he went, he had been in the street. He had been a previous street guy. He was an ex-con. He went to prison. He came home. He decided that he wanted to go legit. So he decided his thing would be, I'm going to teach kids in the neighborhood how to box. So he wanted to open a boxing gym. And when he went and found a facility, someone gave him access to this old abandoned building that nobody's using. Like, yeah, you could use this and build your gym in here. No problem. So he started to put together his gym, and he realized that, or he didn't realize, someone told him, like, hey, you can't just open a gym. You have to go get paperwork. You got to get these licenses. You got to get these permits filled out. And the guy, remind you, he's a street guy. He didn't know any of this stuff. So he's like, well, where do I got to go? What do I have to do? I'll do it. And they said, well, you got to go downtown, go to this office, this office, this office. They'll give you the paperwork. They'll tell you what you need to do. So this street guy, he goes downtown. He goes to these offices, and he's telling them what he wants to do. And they have heard this many times from many people. So they just say immediately, all right, you need to fill out this. They gave him all these papers he needed to fill out, all this paperwork that he needs to fill out. And he's looking at this stack of papers and all these things that he has to fill out and all these forms he has to submit. And he has to pay a fee to submit these things. He has to get signatures from this person, this kind of insurance and all this stuff. And it's starting to get overwhelming to him. He's looking at this like, I don't know if this is going to be the right idea. I don't know if this going legit thing is actually going to work for me. Now, the street guy, before he just threw his hands up in disgust and did nothing, he actually got connected with this church pastor who was a well-connected guy in the neighborhood, in the community. The church pastor, hearing of the street guy's plight and trying to open his boxing gym, took him back downtown. But this time he took him to a different office, took him to the office of a city councilman that the church pastor was familiar with. And the church guy introduces the city councilman to the street guy, tells him, hey, this guy's trying to open a gym in a community. And the city councilman wants to be involved in this because it makes him look good. He's helping out the community. So he asked the guy, well, how did it go when you started to fill out the paperwork and things like that? And the street guy was just like, it didn't go the way that I thought it was going to go. And the city councilman and the church guy both laugh. And the councilman says, well, did you use my name when you went into those offices? And the street guy looks at him like he didn't quite understand what the guy was saying. The city councilman grabs a business card off of his desk. He scribbles something on the back of it. And he says, listen, go to such and such office. He told him what office to go to. He said, ask for this person. He gave him a name of a person. He said, hand them this card and tell them that I sent you. And things will go a lot smoother for you this time. And the street guy did exactly what he had been told by the city councilman. And all of a sudden, the next time we see him on the TV show, he has his boxing gym open. He has all his equipment and everything's working in his favor. In other words, I'm telling you that whole story to tell you this. When that street dude who wanted to open a gym, wanted to do it on his own, and he was going to do all the hard work, he saw that it was much more hard work than even he thought it was going to be. But as soon as he used the right name and the right connection and talked to the right person, everything worked for him very smoothly. That is the power of proximity. That's the power of people. That's the power of knowing the right person in the right place. And again, why did the city councilman do this? He didn't know the street guy. He did it because he has something that he gains from the situation. He gets to look good. He gets to put his name on. Look at this gym that I opened in this impoverished community to help out the kids and keep them off the street. That makes him look good. It helps whoever it is that business card got handed to, and that now they have done a favor for the city councilman doing the thing that the councilman wanted done. And the street guy, what does he get? He gets to open his gym because he was connected to the church guy. And what does the church guy get? The church guy gets to know more people's business and be around the community, and everybody knows his name and he knows everybody else's name. So everybody got what they wanted. See, this is a way I want you to understand that even though this kind of seemed to fall in place perfectly for everyone in this story that I'm telling you from a fictional television show, understand that you can put things together in your life this exact same way. It just requires you to have a little bit of forethought, to be a little bit more strategic in your thinking. And when you're dealing with other people, when you're dealing with a person who has the power to maybe help you do things a lot easier, a lot faster than you'll be able to do them on your own, what you need to approach that person with is not, here's what you can do for me. Here's what I'm going to get out of you helping me out. Here's why you should help me. Here's why nothing's working for me. And if you just help me, things will start working for me. Because listen, nobody gives a damn about things working for you. All right. What you need to start revealing in your requests to other people is this. How are you going to help them? When you heard not too long ago, you heard pro basketball agent Kevin Tarka on the Work On Your Game podcast. When he approached me, I asked him, you know, what was it that he was looking for? Why was he getting in touch with me? What is it that he wanted? I'm not a player that he was going to represent. I couldn't do anything specifically for his business. What was it that he wanted? And he said more than one time, because I asked him more than once just to be sure. He said, Dre, I just want to see how I can add value to your audience. What can I do to help you out? Because we do have some synergy. You played basketball overseas. You talk about playing overseas. You wrote a book about playing overseas. I actually wrote the book about playing overseas, to be clear. And listen, I'm a basketball agent. You know, I'm not that seasoned in the industry, but I am in it. And I just want to know how I can add value to you. And that's where I said, all right, well, come on a podcast and we'll talk there. So the point, again, that I'm making is he was looking for a way to add value to me. And sometimes you can add value to another person without even knowing that you're adding value to them, because their work through you makes them look good. For example, if you have someone, let's say someone maybe becomes a mentor to you business-wise. When you might have heard, if you've been listening long enough, you might have heard Donna St. Louis, who is a business mentor of mine. I also mentioned her in my book, Work on Your Game, the chapter on mentorship. When I first approached her, I didn't know her. The person who connected us was a very loose connection for both of us. We didn't know that person that well, but we connected with each other. The reason that she was willing to give me information and show me the ropes of the things that I wanted to learn was that my example of turning into a success will make her look good, because she could say, look, this guy came from this background. He was trying to do this, but he didn't have anything in place. He followed my process and look at him now. That made her look good. Now, I didn't know that up front. So I got lucky. Again, the eight elements I said, more important than hard work. The three specifically that we're talking about here today, timing. At that time, that's what she was looking for. Luck. It was luck that this person who I barely knew and whom she barely knew happened to connect us to each other. And that was also timing and people. She was the right person for me at that time. I was the right person for her at that time. All this is part of proximity. Things go differently when you are in the right proximity to the things that you want. Point number two. Today's topic is proximity is power. You got to position yourself to get lucky with people. Now, again, as I just told you, the street guy on the TV show The Wire got connected to the church pastor who knew the city councilman. That was kind of luck. The street guy had no idea who that city councilman was, but he got around another person who happened to know another person, but that wasn't strategy for him. What I'm telling you is that you can start doing these things strategically. They don't have to be luck for you. Why do you think that someone wants to be an actor that they move to New York or Los Angeles? I'm sure there are some actors listening to the show. You probably live in New York or LA, or at least you've been there. Why? Because you know that's where it goes down. If you're in the tech industry, maybe you move to, I know Austin, Texas is a place that's starting to pop off right now, or to San Francisco, the Bay Area, because that's where it's happening. If you want to be a model, you're in New York or LA, maybe Miami. If you're a YouTuber and you want to get big, super big in the YouTube space, you probably go to LA because that's where it's happening. If you're a stripper, you're going to move to Vegas or Houston or Atlanta. Shout out to Drake. Why? Because that's where it's at. Right? Those are the places where it's popping off at in those particular industries. And you got to position yourself to get lucky. So you got to go where the most luck is occurring. Now, personally, I didn't play, those of you who have been listening to the show at any time at all, you know, my background's in professional sports, played basketball overseas 9 years, but I didn't play in the NBA. I didn't have any close friends who played in the NBA, but I played in close pickup runs with a whole bunch of NBA players, players who, you know, I could rattle off 20 names right now. How is that? How did I do that? Well, I lived in a building in Miami where I live. I lived once, not anymore, but once I lived in the building where several Miami Heat players were my neighbors. I didn't know them, but I knew their faces. I see them in the elevator. I said, all right, I knew who that guy is. There were several trainers, basketball trainers, who lived in the exact same building. I eventually got connected with them. I got connected with some of the trainers. They knew who I was because I had all these videos on YouTube that were damn near 100% basketball themed at that time. So when I connected with one of these trainers, he said, oh, you the guy who puts all those basketball videos on YouTube? I said, yeah. So he knew I was a basketball player. He was connected with some basketball players. He invited me to come play in these private runs. Now, here's the thing that I want you to get out of that. I could have paid less money where I was at that time. I actually pay more money now than I was paying then for where I live, but that's a different story. I could have paid less money to live somewhere and got the exact same type of housing that I had at that time where I met these basketball player guys, but the experience wouldn't have happened because I wasn't around those people. I didn't have the proximity. In other words, what I'm saying here, I don't think I made that clear enough, is that I was paying more money than I needed to for the place that I was living at that time, which is even less than what I'm paying now, which is, again, a different story. But I'm not saying it to impress you, but to impress upon you. The reason why I wanted to be in that place is because I understand that proximity is power. Did I know that there was going to be a Miami Heat player living in the building, a Miami Heat player or two or three living in the building? No. Or some rappers? No. Or some trainers? No. Even though all of those things were actually happening, I didn't know they were there, but I knew that in this area, in this neighborhood, this is where it goes down. So that means I need to be in this neighborhood. And if that means paying more money for my housing just because I'm paying for a premium for the location, I want to be in a location. Why? Because I inherently understood. This was, well, how long ago was this? This is about 8 years ago that that happened, this story that I'm telling you right now. All of that is because proximity is power. Like Tony Robbins says, sometimes it makes sense to invest in location. It makes sense to invest in proximity, not necessarily because you know for sure that something specific is going to happen as a result, but because you know that when specific things happen, they often happen in this location. So this is the location that I need to be in. You might move to, for example, if you want to be an actor on Broadway or an actress on Broadway, you'll move to New York, not because somebody offered you a job, not because you have a role in any plays, but you know, in order to get a job or to get a role in a play, or maybe get called in as a, I don't even know what they call it, like a substitute for someone who's acting it on Broadway or off Broadway or some theater production, that you can get your foot in the door and start to get seen and get your feet wet and get your name known in the industry. You can't do that if you're living in damn Ohio and something's happening in New York and they need an actor for tomorrow. You need to be in New York. You need to be there where the luck could possibly happen to you. And this is the investment. And the reason why it's an investment, ladies and gentlemen, is because investments happen up front. An investment is something that you put in the time, money, attention, effort, and energy up front. Then you get something back on the back end. But you must make the investment up front in order to get something later on. Many people don't understand the concept of investing. They don't want to put anything in unless they are sure, unless they are guaranteed, unless someone can put it in stone that they're going to get something back. But often investment does not work like that. There are sometimes that investment works like that, but often it does not. And most people are not willing to make an investment unless they are guaranteed a return on that investment. That's why most people don't make investment. And this is why most people don't get anything on the back end of their lives. They don't get anything on the back end of their time, money, attention, energy, and focus. Those are the five forms of investment. That's episode number 609. If you have not heard that on this podcast, there was at that exact same time, around that same time period where I just told you about playing in these pickup games with these NBA players and that experience and all the stuff that came from it, there was a gym that I was a member of. It was a gym in South Beach at the time. The gym actually doesn't even exist anymore. The building is still there, but it's not the same gym that it was. This gym costs a lot of money. It's the most expensive gym I've ever been a member of. I believe the first year, the price went down after the first year. The first year as a member of that gym, that membership was about $150 a month. And some of you probably pay that much now, depending on what gym you go to. If you go to an Equinox or something like that, or depending on where you live, they can cost this much still. But this gym that I was going to, I took a yoga class and a Pilates class. I'd never taken these classes before in my life. I knew what they were, but I'd never taken them before because I'd never really been interested and I wasn't trying to break my schedule to go there, to go to one of these classes. But now as a member of this particular gym, which was costing me $150 a month, I thought to myself, you know what? I should probably do more than just use the cardio and lifting weights here because I'm paying $150 a month. Let me see why. If this gym is costing me this much, I'm going to use everything this gym has to offer. So they offered you some free massages. I took the free massages. They had a pool. I used the pool. They had all kind of weight lifting equipment. I used everything. I at least tried it out. If I didn't keep using that, I at least tried it out. They had showers in there. I used to never shower in the gym. I'd rather shower in my own home than shower in the gym. But I'd use the showers in the gym sometimes because I'm paying for it. Let me just see what is it? What is all this stuff about? So I decided to take a yoga and Pilates class. Let me see what it's about. First time I took a Pilates class, the trainer was, not the trainer, but the actual class was very challenging. And I was really surprised. And I've touched on this story in the past, but I was really surprised at how challenging the training was. And the trainer was really good. And I was like, damn, it's some of the stuff that I couldn't do. I seen women in there doing stuff that I couldn't do. And it was all really core strength based. So I'm like, how these women got stronger cores than me? This is what I'm thinking as I'm sitting in the class or laying in the class trying to do this stuff and I can't do it. Trying to hold these positions and I can't hold them, but I'm seeing many females in the class able to do it easily. So I'm like, damn, let me come back to this class because obviously there's some strength that I don't have. I thought I had it, but I guess I don't. So anyway, I came back to the class a couple times, and one day I heard the trainer mention offhand, I'm sorry for yelling at you guys, because she had yelled once. She didn't really yell, but to her it was yelling. She was like, I'm used to working with athletes, so sometimes I get like that. And so after the class, I approached her and said, I heard you mention that you work with athletes. Do you still do that? And her eyes got really big when I said that. And she ended up becoming my trainer over the next, for the rest of my basketball career, she was my trainer. Any of you who followed me back when I was doing all basketball content, her name's Maria. She's actually the author of a couple of my training programs, off the court programs, Position of Power and Ultimate Athlete. And I met her because proximity. I was going to this gym that costs $150 a month. Had I not been there, I never would have met her because that's where she was working at. So again, proximity. Sometimes you may need to invest in proximity, whether that be a location, whether it be being part of a certain group, whether it be moving to a certain geographical area just because you know it goes down there, because something could happen there, or you know when things do happen, that's where it's happening at. You got to be willing to make that investment up front. And point number three, today's topic is proximity is power. Here's the good news for you. If you can't, let's say, move to a new city or move to a new neighborhood or pay twice as much money for your housing so easily, if you maybe you're in a situation that you're in and you're not going to change any of those, or you can't change any of those, or it will be really, really inconvenient to change any of those right now for you, here's your alternative. Not even alternative, actually. This is an addition. Let's say that. The internet provides plenty of opportunity to create proximity on your own without going anywhere. You don't physically have to leave your house, and you can create proximity through the internet. How I get interviewed on podcasts, for example, not this podcast, but on other people's podcasts, for example, is not because I live next door to somebody with a podcast, even though I might. I don't even know who I live next door to. And not because I'm so famous that people are looking for me most of the time. That's not the thing either. I identify the people who have the type of shows that I want to be on. I pitch myself to those people, and then they agree. Now, I have a connection to that person. I draft off a little bit of their credibility with their audience. I have my own credibility, but when someone hears me on another person's show who they're already a fan of that person, I get a little bit of extra credibility just because I'm standing next to the person that they already like. They already know I can trust person X. So when I stand next to person X, I get a little bit of person X's credibility rubbing off on me just because I'm standing there. That's the same thing that will work with you. The same way I just mentioned Kevin Tarka, a little bit of my credibility with you rubs off on him, and he's a little bit more credible to you just because he's on my show than he would be if he just approached you in the street and started talking about what he was talking about. Probably a whole lot more. Probably you're only willing to listen to him because he was already in a place that you already were. This is how proximity works. My association with these people, whoever let's say I go on somebody else's show, my association with that individual makes my name bigger just because my name is next to theirs. So whatever audience they have, even if my audience is bigger, my name still becomes bigger because their audience, there's some people listening to their stuff who never even heard of me, but now they're going to start listening to me because I was standing next to them. All you had to do is learn how to sell yourself. You can do this online. Can you sell yourself though? Wes Pfeiffer, who you've heard on this podcast actually twice, the only person to make two appearances on the Work On Your Game podcast besides me, he told me that, and he's a college basketball coach, for those of you who don't know, he told me that he goes to the NCAA's Final Four every single year. Even if his team is not playing in the Final Four, he himself goes to the Final Four. Why is that? Because that's where everybody who's somebody in college basketball is at. And since he's in the college basketball industry, he understands that that's where he needs to be at. That's where it's going down. So you ask yourself a question. Where is it going down in your industry? Where is it going down in the place and the things that you want to do in life? And how often are you placing yourself in those locations? Not necessarily because anything's guaranteed to happen, but because you know nothing is going to happen unless you're in that place that you can't not be there. Where is that for you? And what arrangements are you making to make sure that you're there the next time it's going down? And point number four, where can you, today's topic again, proximity is power. Where can you leverage proximity in your industry / area of interest? The question that I just asked. You shouldn't just spend as much time in this as you do. You should rather spend just as much time doing this as you do working hard on your skills. You spend just as much time on the proximity of what you're doing as you do the hard work of what you're doing. In other words, another way to explain this is that if you are a creator, whether that be through podcasting, blogging, YouTubing, you create products or services, coaching, any of those things, you should spend just as much time on the marketing of what you do meaning getting it in front of the right people, the proximity to the people who can buy it or will be interested in it or who will promote it. You need to spend as much time on the marketing of it as you spend on the creating of it. So if you spent a year writing a book, you need to spend that much time, effort, and energy on, all right, how am I going to get this book in front of the people who are actually going to read it and get some value out of it? Because if all you do is put all this time into writing this amazing book, but you don't have anybody to sell it to, nobody's going to know the book is amazing. And by the same token, again, so people don't misconstrue this as me saying that me discounting hard work and effort. If you have a huge audience of people who are all paying attention to you and ready to do whatever it is you suggested they do, but you have nothing to offer them, you don't have a topic for your podcast, you don't have a topic for your video, you don't have anything to write about on your blog, you don't have a product to sell them, then you're wasting their attention. And attention is at a premium these days. Attention is the most valuable thing you can have from a person. So if you waste it by not having anything valuable to offer them, then your proximity is all for naught. It just goes out into the ether for somebody else to take. So all of these matter. Let's recap today's topic, which is proximity is power. Tony Robbins told the story of how he was invited into a mastermind. And even though it was a huge investment, monetary investment for him up front, he understood that he needed to be there because being close to the people who were doing what they were doing, whoever those people were at that time, meant much more to Tony Robbins' career than the dollars that he had to give up in order to get into the room. Point number one, 8 elements more important than hard work that I've talked about. There are 3 specifically that are all directly related to proximity. They are people, luck, and timing. Being around where things are happening is worth more than working hard on what's happening. On The Wire, the TV show, the city councilman said to this guy, "You haven't had success trying to get all this paperwork filled out, but if you use my name, you're going to have a lot of success and it's going to go very quickly." And that's exactly what happened. And the point that I'm making is not that you need to become a city councilman or you need to meet one, but that when you're around the right person, they can help you get things done a whole lot quicker than you can get things done on your own. Point number 2. Position yourself to get lucky with people. By positioning, what I mean is, if you're an actor, you're probably going to be in New York or LA. If you're in tech, you're going to Austin or San Francisco. You're a model, you're going to LA or New York. You're a YouTuber, you're going to LA. You're a stripper, you're going to Houston, Atlanta, Vegas. Why? Because that's where it's at. When you're around the people that are making it happen, there's a much better chance that you will be able to make it happen because, again, they can do things for you that you can't do on your own or that it would take you forever to do on your own. I went to a gym that costs 3, 4, 5 times what most of us pay for a membership to a gym, but it was worth it because the person that I met there helped me extend my career as an athlete, helped me be a better athlete, helped me create products and services that I sold that made me 10, 20, 100, 300, 500 times more money than I spent going to that gym. But again, it's the investment that you must make up front with no guarantee that anything is going to happen. I didn't know I was going to meet that person when I went to that gym. I didn't know I was going to meet these trainers or these NBA players when I signed a lease to move into that building. Tony Robbins didn't know for sure that his career was going to take off as it did when he invested $30,000 into going to a mastermind. But again, this is a mindset. Investment is a mindset. It is not about how much you have to invest. It's about the mindset of investing. Point number 3, good news for you. If you cannot physically be in a certain location, if you can't just up and move so easily, if you're not moving into a new building, the internet still provides plenty of opportunity to create proximity. How you can get interviewed on a podcast, for example, is not because you have a personal relationship with somebody. You can identify who the person is, pitch yourself to them. If you had the ability to sell yourself, now you have a connection. When you're connected to another person, not only can you draft off of their credibility, you also can get some of whoever's paying attention to them to start paying attention to you. Maybe not all of them, but some of them will start to do that. And that's how you can start to grow your own audience and add to your own attention, your bank of attention that you already have. The key is you got to learn how to sell yourself. Wes Pfeiffer said, as a college basketball coach, he goes to the NCAA Final Four every year, even if his team is not playing in the Final Four. Why is that? It's because anybody who's somebody in college basketball is at the Final Four. Knowing that, if you want to be somebody in college basketball, you got to be at the Final Four. So the question for you is, it goes in right into point number 2, where can you leverage proximity in your industry or area of interest in order to be where things are happening? Where is it that in your industry you can't afford to not be there? And when was the last time you were there? And what are you going to do about making sure you're there the next time? And you need to spend just as much time in the area of creating and leveraging proximity as you do in creating and leveraging skills. Because if you have skill, but nobody knows about it because you're not around anything that's happening, doesn't matter? Probably not. And if you are around everything that's happening, but you have nothing to offer, Therefore, you can't take advantage of any opportunities. Does that matter either? No, it doesn't. So you need a combination of both. But today's topic, since the show is called Work On Your Game, is proximity is power. Now, what's going on in Work On Your Game land? My book, The Mirror of Motivation, The Self-Guide to Self-Discipline, about creating that proximity, which may be sometimes a tedious job, going through and finding the right people, finding the people who have the audiences, finding the audience of people who might be interested in whatever it is that you're offering. It takes discipline. All right. It's not an overnight thing. It's not something that just happens in one day. And it's a continuous process. It's not like you do this one time and it's over. You do this over and over and over again. It's a constant job that always must be being done. That's why you need the discipline. And that's why my book, The Self-Guide to Self-Discipline, The Mirror of Motivation, I'm giving it away free. Physical copies, mailing it worldwide. All you got to do is go to workonmygame.com/motivation. The link is below in the show notes, wherever you're listening to this. All you got to do is take care of the shipping. We'll mail that book to you free of charge worldwide, anywhere that you live. Again, that's at workonmygame.com. We're adding a whole lot of other stuff to the site right now. You know, we have workonyourgamepodcast.com. You want the full archive of the show. The game group membership is soon to be reopened, refurbished. And oh my God, the amount of stuff that's going to be in the game group membership once I reopen it. You would be a fool to not take advantage of the offer that I'm going to make you once the game group opens back up again. Just stay tuned because I'm working on it right now. I'm actually going to be working on it today. And just stay tuned. Trust me. Work on your game. Dre all day. There are a lot of episodes in the back catalog of this podcast that I reference all the time. And finally, we have workonyourgamepodcast.com. Go there. You can get access to the archive of the show, all the publicly available episodes, and some bonuses that I'm going to give you that I'm not even going to tell you about right here, and a whole bunch of cool stuff that is coming very soon. So you better be there before the cool stuff comes or your ass might miss it. Work on your game podcast.com. Go there ASAP.